The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show that digs into the growth strategies of entrepreneurs who have built wildly successful businesses. I'm your host, Chelsea Clark. My guest today is Dale Persons. She is the founder of Blogging Her Way, a website that teaches women how to start and grow profitable blogs. She has started 5 blogs, 3 of which I recently helped her sell at my Blogs for Sale marketplace. The most recent one that she sold there was a 1-year-old college niche site that sold for over $20,000. Dale is here to share her blogging strategies for growing website traffic and income quickly so she can build fast and sell high. Welcome to the show, Dale.
Hi, Chelsea. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. This is so awesome. I love working with you and I love any chance that we get to kind of like nerd out on vlogging. So thank you for being here. So how did you get your start in vlogging?
So I first started blogging about 3.5 years ago when I was still in college, and I wanted to find a way to start my own business so I could make some extra money on the side while I was a college student. So that's how I got started. And after about a year, I wanted to kind of branch out. And so I started my second blog. And ever since then, I've just been starting blogs and selling them. As you mentioned, I've now sold 3 using your brokerage. So that's definitely something that I'm passionate about.
That's so cool. And something that I love about your sites is that you're really, really good at generating traffic quickly to new sites. I've noticed that even when I just go and I look up articles, a lot of the time in the search results on Google, Blogging Her Way is coming up for a lot of things that I've been searching. Like, you're right on the front page. So your strategy is you're doing something right. Would you be able to share what your traffic building strategy is these days?
Yeah, I can definitely talk about that. So obviously, when it comes to selling a site or even just building up a site that's your own that you want to keep and monetize, it's important to have traffic, because without traffic, you won't be able to make any money. So the 2 main areas that I focus on for generating traffic are SEO and Pinterest. And the great thing about Pinterest is that you can get traffic a lot more quickly than with SEO. With SEO or search engine optimization, it can take 12 to 18 months to really start seeing traffic from organic search. But with Pinterest, I'm typically able to start generating traffic within a month or 2 of starting a new blog. And the way that I do that is by creating multiple pins for every blog post that I publish. And then I just share them to my relevant Pinterest boards. And generally within a few days to a few weeks, those kind of start circulating on Pinterest and driving traffic to my blogs. So I typically create 3 to 5 pins for every new article that I publish, and it doesn't have to take a long time. I just use the free graphic design program Canva, and I've purchased some templates in the past that I can use to quickly and easily create pins for those new blog posts. So sometimes I'll just swap out a few little things like the stock photo that I'm using on that pin, or the wording of like the headline on the pin, or the font, the colors, things like that. And just have some different variations, and then share those over the next few days after publishing a new blog post.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. You've sort of like simplified your Pinterest strategy and you're making use of templates and things like that. So that's awesome. I know that creating pins can be so time consuming.
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely like to keep it streamlined.
When you're developing a site that you're thinking about selling down the road, what types of monetization do you focus on?
So for me, again, I like to keep it simple when I'm monetizing a site that I'm planning to sell. So I have focused on just 2 income streams, ad revenue and then affiliate marketing. And the reason that I chose these 2 income streams, like when starting a site to sell, is because it's easy to transfer over to a new owner. You can transfer over your ad account and your affiliate accounts. And it's a good way to earn consistent monthly revenue. So for ad networks, I like to apply to an ad network like Monumetric or Mediavine once I have enough traffic. And then for affiliate programs, I tend to focus on Amazon because that's just such a big, well-known program. And it has generated consistent revenue for me.
And you have an Amazon book that you sell, that you created.
Yes. So I have an ebook, Amazon Affiliate Affluence, and it basically just walks through my strategy for making sales with the Amazon affiliate program and focuses on how you can write blog posts that get a lot of conversions and what type of blog posts you should be writing to get people to actually click and buy from Amazon, and the best ways to promote those blog posts as well.
And I love that you mentioned affiliate marketing too. What are some ways that you've found success in making sales with affiliate marketing? Like, is there anything that you do that helps increase your conversions or get people to click or buy? What's your strategy on that?
Yeah, definitely. So as I mentioned, there's certain types of blog posts that I've found convert really well. So for me, that's been writing things like gift guides for like holidays or seasonal events. And then once I start making affiliate sales, I'll go into my Amazon affiliate account and I'll see which products are like specifically getting the most conversions. And then I'll kind of sprinkle in mentions of that product in like various blog posts because I know that it converts well and that kind of gives a boost to your affiliate sales.
That's so cool. Can you walk us through your process when you're developing a site? Like, take as much time as you want to really go into detail from how you choose your niche all the way up to when you know that it's probably time you're ready to sell it.
When I'm choosing a niche for a new blog, honestly, I just like to pick something that I'm passionate about for a topic because if it's something I'm not interested in at all, I'm going to get burnt out quickly and I'm not going to want to write the necessary amount of content to like get the blog off the ground. So I'll do some research to see what other blogs are successful. Like maybe I've seen that a certain niche is like there's various successful blogs in that niche. So that will inspire me. And it's also just fun to kind of branch out so you're not just always writing about the same topic. So when you start a new blog to sell, like you can kind of explore your own interest, but in a way that's temporary because you'll be selling that blog down the line. So it's not something you have to commit to forever. So once I've decided what to write about, I will just quickly set up the blog and I kind of just have a process for that. I always just use WordPress and then I have some themes that I like to use. So I'll install that. And then my first priority will be getting up a solid base of content on the new blog. So for me, I'll spend like 1 or 2 months just cranking out a bunch of blog posts. And the sites that I've sold have had anywhere from 25 to 60 blog posts on them. And I think that's a good number to aim for, like somewhere between there, in order to start seeing consistent traffic and being able to monetize. And then as I mentioned with my Pinterest strategy, I'll be creating 3 to 5 new pins for each blog post that I put out. I also like to plan ahead for holidays and seasonal events because I've seen a lot of boost in traffic from writing content for holidays like Black Friday shopping or Christmas or Valentine's Day. And so I'll plan out my blog post in advance. So I'm getting that content out 3 to 4 months before that actual holiday or event to give it time to kind of start circulating and driving traffic. And then when it comes to monetizing, so I like to monetize as quickly as possible. Right away, I'll use affiliate links in my blog post and I'll always be writing blog posts with monetization in mind. And then once I have enough traffic to apply for an ad network, I'll do that. And as I mentioned, I've worked with Monumetric and Mediavine, but I know Ezoic is an ad network that is great for new bloggers. If you don't have much traffic yet, that's a way to start monetizing right away as well. And then for when it comes to actually selling the blog, so I never know quite what is like the perfect timing. You know, it's hard to like determine the perfect moment to sell. But for me, I like to kind of have a quick turnover. So within a year is when I'll typically aim to have consistent traffic and revenue and be able to list that site. And I think it's good to wait at least a year because you want to have a demonstrated history of income for your site and have it more established. But I think, yeah, maybe within 12 to 18 months is a good time to go ahead and list that and flip the site.
Okay, so you just gave so many great tips in there. When you are talking about giving it that like year to 12 to 18 months, I think that is so important because I know when a lot of people are thinking about flipping a blog, they just want to do it. They see a little bit of income and then they think, okay, I can sell it. But really, you could probably sell it for more if you just held it on a little bit longer, like 12 months, 18 months, and then you have that history to show potential buyers. So thank you for mentioning that. Now, you have sold three of your websites, and the most recent one sold for over $20,000. What was it like selling that niche site for five figures?
So that was really exciting for me because that was definitely the highest value site that I've sold so far. And it was in a niche that did really well seasonally with like holiday content. And so I wanted to just go ahead and sell it because it was in a good place and, you know, it was like gaining momentum. So it was a good time to sell. But yeah, it was really exciting to be able to sell that to a new owner for five figures.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was so happy when that came through. I was like, oh, Dale, I got good news for you. There is a ton more coming up on today's episode. But first, I want to quickly thank our sponsor, ConvertKit. I have been using ConvertKit to manage the HerPaperRoot email list for a number of years. ConvertKit just makes it so easy to collect subscribers, send out freebies, send newsletters, and manage all of my funnels. Now guys, I love ConvertKit so much that I created a video workshop of email marketing funnel mistakes and easy fixes. And I want to share this workshop with you. So when you go to herpaperroot.com/convertkit, not only will you find a free trial of ConvertKit there, so you can sign up for free and start playing around and testing it out. If you decide to upgrade to a paid ConvertKit plan, I will give you free access to my email marketing funnels workshop. All of the details can be found at herpaperroot.com/convertkit. Do you ever work on more than one site at once?
Yes. So I'm always working on more than one site at once. So I have two sites that I'm not planning to sell that are my main focus. And it's definitely, you have to strike a balance between growing your new sites that you're planning to sell and working on your more established sites. And the way that I stay organized with working on multiple sites at once is just having a schedule for like some days, like which days I'm going to work on one site, which days I'm going to work on another. And I like to be very old school. I use like a physical paper planner, and every day I'll just like write out the tasks that I'm going to do for whichever blog I'm working on that day.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I love to just write things out. I use a ClickUp app, just like the free version too. That's pretty helpful, but I love just actually being able to see something written on paper.
Yes, yes. And there's something so satisfying about crossing it out yes. once you've completed it.
Yeah, totally. Do you have any advice for things that we should avoid when we're developing a niche site?
So one thing I would say, not necessarily to avoid, but just to keep in mind when you're developing a site, if you have any intention of selling it, is just the way that you're branding it. Like, you might not want to make it too much tied to yourself, your personal identity, because it might be harder to sell later on, like using your full name as the domain name, for example, that it might be harder to sell. When I'm creating a new site, I like to kind of make it a blank slate for the next owner. So it's not tied to me personally too much. It's easy to transfer over to somebody else because there's not like too many personal details or information or things like that. So I think that's something to keep in mind when you're starting a blog with the intention to sell it.
That's great advice. Yeah, because we often see sites from people who started the site with their intention to run it for a long time. And then when they decide to sell, it's a big job to remove their persona from it. So that's great advice for anyone trying to develop their own site. You don't need to put your persona on it. You can even create an avatar, put up a stock image of someone. You know, it doesn't really have to be your name and your brand on a site if you're just going to sell it.
Right.
Yeah. So what are you working on now?
So right now I've sold my three blogs and I have Blogging Her Way, which is my main priority because I realized that while I like building up blogs to sell them and starting blogs in different niches to show that you can monetize a blog in really any niche, my biggest passion is definitely helping other women start and grow their own blogs. So that's my main priority. And then I do also have a travel blog that I'm currently working on. I don't plan to sell, but I think for now, those are just going to be my two main focuses. But I'm sure down the road, I will definitely start another blog to sell at some point too.
Yeah, I bet you will too. I bet like come 6 months or so, you'll have something else in the works.
For sure.
So where can everyone connect with you?
So the main way I like to connect with people is through my email list. I send out a weekly newsletter with blogging tips and any deals or sales that I think people should know about. So I love to talk to people that way. I'm always available by email. And then on Pinterest, I'm always sharing blogging tips there as well.
Thank you so much, Dale, for sharing all of this advice. This is super helpful. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
To learn how to start your own blog today, you're going to want to enroll in my free blog starting course. This course walks you through every step you need to set up and monetize your brand new blog so that you can start earning income right away. You can get free access to my blogging course by going to herpaperroot.com/start. It's S-T-A-R-T. And check out the show notes to get access to Dale's Amazon affiliate ebook and her other courses as well. And if you are looking to buy or sell an online business, come and check out the listings that I have at blogsforsale.co. Thank you for listening today. I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning into the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review and be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroute.com. Now go make something.